Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
13 days and counting, and 21 days and counting. Man, hunting seasons are approaching. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to have August 19th and 20th. Hey, still some great fishing going on these upcoming months. Starting to get the vibe now. Listen, we have 13 days, September 1st, opening of the special Canada Goose and rail bird seasons. Next week, we have Ted Nichols coming on, wildlife biologist, waterfowl specialist for the state. We're going to be talking some Canadas and some mud hens. And also, hey, 21 days, the early bow season opener, and 28 DMZs. And don't forget those DMZs that have the antler point restrictions. And that is going to be happening 21 days from now. So I hope you are shooting. Great fundraising event coming up. You want to help protect your rights to hunt, fish, and trap in New Jersey. Saturday, October 14th, the annual Sporting Clays fundraiser for the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance there at the great Red Wing Sporting Clays there, 317 Suey's Landing Road in Port Republic. Shout out to Roger, Danny Garberson, and the whole crew out there. It's going to be a great event. We were there. I set records for eating pulled pork, hot dogs, whatever. I don't shoot much. I never hit anything, but it's a super event, and hope to see there. A lot of stuff happening. Now, we have some tournaments still on the docket, and you have to listen. Don't turn a blind eye to the freshwater fishing right now. Bass is going crazy. You have great pickerel fishing, catfishing. The spawn's over, man. They are tuned. But, hey, thinking man's fish make you pull your hair out if you have any left. Carp. Carp fishing. Tom P. Carp fishing. Yeah, did it a little while ago. Just saw some guys doing it. Just got back in the swing. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Our next guest is going to be talking about that. Yeah, doing some carping in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. Also, a super event coming up, actually two next weekend. And one is the inaugural, that doormat rodeo, whatever the hell they're calling it, out of Cape May. Jerry Vessels from the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, one of the main event sponsors and organizers. Man, it's all happening. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. We are loaded today. Rack and Fin Radio, be right back.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
When you're traveling down the highway of life, a leaky heart valve can slow your roll faster than summer shore traffic. At AtlantiCare, our structural heart disease program has what it takes to get your life moving again. Combining expert teams that include cardiologists, imaging specialists, and experienced surgeons with innovations like MitraClip, a minimally invasive procedure that uses a device no larger than a dime, typically resulting in shorter hospital stays, quicker recovery times, and a far better chance to return your quality of life to its usual healthy pace. And you can find it all right here at AtlantiCare. With so much heart experience so close to home, why not take the local route? The Structural Heart Disease Program at AtlantiCare. Learn about all we offer at AtlantiCare.org/MitraClip.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home,
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 19th and 20th. All hell's breaking loose on the saltwater freshwater front, as I mentioned a little earlier in the first segment. And we're going to have a fishing report out of Cape May, hopefully later, with Captain Bob Cope, Fullhead Sport Fishing down there is on fire. It is on fire. And, hey, we have a big fluke tournament coming up next week. To me, it's with 3 weeks left in the season after that. Maybe we're closing out the summer flounder season with a bang-em-up inaugural tournament there out of Cape May. But, hey, man, Just took a break. You know, I love my bluegills with the poppers and all, but it was bass fishing out there. Just walking a local pond in my travels. Very familiar with it. Catching some small largemouth, you know, a little, not a Ned rig. What was it? Wacky rig. Little 3-inch, 4-inch sank or whatever. Came upon two guys very intent. And I'm looking, I says, these guys are like the pros. And what they were doing, they had these, I guess they call them poles, they had these 12, 14, 16-foot rods out there with these, you know, rod holders with little electronic doodads on them, and they had their baskets out. No bivvies, no little tent. It was a county pond, no overnighting there. These guys were intense carp anglers. You say, Tom P., you want to talk about carp? Let me tell you something. They are the thinking man and woman's fish. I don't care. You can catch marlin. You can catch brown trout on number 24 dry flies in low water. Blah, blah, blah. Carp can make these fish look like chumps. They can make you crazy. Brought me back to my... I pursued carp pretty intensely through into my 40s, I guess. Then, you know, things happen. Don't have time for it. Other species, you know, get your attention. Brought me close to home. Next day... Can of Green Giant, little sugar in there, little salt in there, did some chumming in the morning, went back that afternoon, and I had not big fish, 3-4 pounds, 5 pounds, but on ultralight tackle, absolute blast. Then happened to run into a gentleman, a tournament bass angler in his free time. He's also on a Daiwa pro staff. He's also on the Spro pro staff, Gamagatsu Yeti Subaru of America, and Z-Man. Shout out to Joey Prokaska. And we was talking bass, and all of a sudden, the conversation with another gentleman turned to carp. My ears perked up. Whoa. And there you have it. Joining us on the line right now is Taylor Stewart, pro bass angler of no repute, sponsored all over the place, but has an affinity for the biggest member of the minnow family, the common carp, also that Russian carp. Taylor, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Tom. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
A little long on intro, but, man, it really brought me back to simpler times and intense times, carp fishing, because it is a science. And when I heard you talking to the other gentleman, you mentioned carp, man, my ears perked up. Are they a blast, and are they a challenge, or what?
You know, it's funny because they are the thinking man's fish, but the benefit of carp, they're, you know, at least for us down here in South Jersey, they're in about every waterway you can find. And, you don't get an opportunity to catch a fish that fights like that too much in fresh water. So they're about as fun as you can get.
Taylor, two of my really favorite venues in, just God rest his soul, Lou Rodia. Former famous outdoor writer out of Cape May, lived at 6 North Main Street in Cape May Courthouse, turned me on to the carp fishing in Dividing Creek, or as they say down here, Dividing Creek. Those tidal water carp, and also I found on my own East Creek, on East Creek Lake. These, when you get a little tinge of salt in there, Taylor, those things will kick your ass. I'm telling you, people, you tie the tail of a 10-pound tidal water carp to the tail of a 10-pound tidal water striper, and that bass is going to drown. I'm sorry to you, that's my proclivities, but man, those things kick ass.
And like you said, once you get into that tidal water, them carp tails get like broomsticks, and they move water, and they will whoop your behind if you don't have the proper gear.
Now, Taylor, you agree, it can be as esoteric or as simple as you want. Listen, I have good, again, I don't have friends, I have enemies and acquaintances. Acquaintances over in the UK, every once in a while, they'll send me these new scents for carp for the dough balls. They're so intense, like one or two drops per pound of dough. I mean, lobster, Newburgh, Boysenberry, what have you. And it's really, really a science. And some of these guys, the Carp Association of America, there's some national organization about the carp. And these guys get into it with their bivvies. And like Tyler, those rods these guys had and reels, I mean, oh my God, man, they rivaled the cost of fly tackle and premium bass tackle. Or you can go out there with your spinning outfit, can of corn, dough balls, and have a blast. If the carp are there, they're going to go to it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and you know, you can get as intense as you want to it and as high-end as you want to it, but like you said, you can also go out there with a decent little spinning setup and a can of corn, and you can catch them just as well. Fortunately for us, we've got a lot of wild carp, so we're not dealing with what they deal with over in the UK, yeah. Where they've got these pay lakes where these fish have seen every bait known to man. They're, you know, they're highly targeted. But here, not a lot of people take advantage of the carp. So, you know, mm-hmm. my favorite technique is to go out with a can of corn. And you mentioned earlier, too, carp are fun because you can chum them to you. They're smart enough to keep coming to a known food source. So if you go out a week before you decide to go fishing, you throw out cans of corn, yeah. You know, where you want to be. Those carp will be there at the time that you tell them. It's like ringing a dinner bell.
Taylor, I related an incident to you, and got a long time acquaintance. He used to be the reel service manager for Abu Garcia when they were up at 21 Law Drive in Fairfield. Jimmy Casal, a carp maniac. I mean, he did the striper fishing, he did the trout fishing, the flood, dry fly, everything. He loved his carp, and he made these dough balls. We had these scents. And we're at Verona Park Lake up there on Bloomfield Avenue in Essex County. I'll never forget this. And he says, Tom, these carp are smart. You know, they're pressured. A lot of people fish up there. And you see your line move. Taylor, you see your line move. Stop. There you go. You're going to stop. What the hell happened? You reel in, and you would find their lip marks around the dough ball. Something about that they didn't want, and they would spit it. Drove you crazy. So they could be as smart as any fish out there.
Yep. And you know, that's what they do. They call it mouthing the bait. They'll come up, they'll put it in their mouth, and they'll spit it out before you can set the hook, yeah. Before you even know they're there. So one of the tricks that a lot of the carp guys do is they utilize what's called a hair rig, which basically, instead of putting your bait straight on the hook, you tie a snell knot and you leave a length of of line off the back of the hook. They call it the hair, and you put your bait on that. So when those carp mouth that bait, they don't feel anything hard or foreign. They suck it in, and then you're able to get a good little hook set right on the side of the lip. And you know, that can really, really increase your catch rate with those finickier fish.
Let me tell you something, Stuart. Last time I tried to tie a hair rig, I stuck the hook point onto my index fingernail. So I don't go that way.
Tom, you got to get yourself a pair of readers, or you can order the pre-tied rigs right off Amazon or something. It might make it a little bit easier next time.
I remember Denise saying, "Are you all right?" Well, tell you too, and another thing too, listeners, this bait again with the hair is intense. I mean, boilies—they're basically what, like a dough with a candy coating, I call it.
And it's like you said. I mean, they get intense with them. You can order them from online. There's a couple of U.S. Retailers, and you know, but a lot of that stuff you got to order from the U.K. And they have specially formulated boilies with different aminos and proteins, yeah. And this and scents and this and that. They even have the ones that that float, so you can, you know, they call them pop up. So you can hook up a little bit off the bottom. You know, you can get as intense as you want to with it, but, you know, that's not to say that you can't go out there with a little spinning rod and a can of corn and be really successful.
But Taylor, up against a hard break here. We're talking with Taylor Stewart. He is on the Daiwa Pro Staff, also a pro staffer with Spro, Gamagatsu, Yeti, Subaru of America, and Z-Man, among others. And we're talking, just a little break here, just back to simpler times, but it could be intense times. Carp fishing. Again, in South Jersey, who really does it? They're around. There's some Sharpies around. But tell you again, on the Bass Trail, and you're doing the competitions and all, but anyone ever questions, like, just say, yeah, I want carp fishing. You want carp fishing? Why? I mean, do you ever get that? Like, what the hell are you doing that for?
You know, a lot of people are skeptical of it, you know, see them as a trash fish. But, you know, when it really comes down to it, It depends on what you want. You know, it's not going to help you in a bass tournament. But if you want a hard fighting fish that's hardy, and that's going to, you know, put your gear to the test, it doesn't get better in freshwater than carp. You can catch them just about anywhere. They fight hard as can be.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really, really hardy. If you, you know, take the proper steps and make sure to handle your carp well, you'll re-catch carp, and they'll have, you know, little identifying marks or whatever. I've got buddies that I used to fish a lot with on the Schuylkill, Ron Jackson, Mark Jackson, and my buddy Carpadelphia Mike.
Carpadelphia.
Carpadelphia Mike, man. And we would have these fish that we would recapture and we would nickname. And we would have guys in the crew come back and catch them weeks or months later. And, you know, it's just these fish will stay around where they know there's a food source. And as long as you're, you know, you see these guys handling these fish by their gills and holding them up, you know, vertically, you don't want to do that. You want to be careful. You want to, you know, hold them up, you know, keep their bellies up like any other sort of fish.
Right.
And as long as you handle them well and get them back, you know, you can catch them over and over again. They'll keep coming back. They do get smarter. They get a little bit trickier to catch. They might not eat the same bait, but, you know, these fish will, you know, you can bring them to you and you can catch them over and over again. And there isn't a fight like it.
Taylor, thanks for sharing that with us. Listeners, try it. Try it. Tom P. Try car. Try, open your minds. What's that saying? A parachute only works when it's open, like your mind. It's like a parachute. And these fish, they fight. They can kick your ass. I got turned on. I had an article in a Fisherman several years ago. I got turned on by these white Amours, you know, the Russian carp. Man, they're as close to a freshwater bonefish, or they remind me of the barbel, but they get to huge sizes. And shout out to Captain Dom on Full Draw Bow Fishing out there on the Delaware. So these things get to be 50, 60 pounds. Now, you talk about a fight, but that's another topic entirely. Taylor, thanks for joining us. Good luck on the tournament, Cheryl. Hope to run into you at a shop one of these days somewhere up and down the coast, or better yet, on a pond, man. Let's do some carbon. Hey, let's get together with Carpadelphia. Can we do it?
Hey. They'll be down. We'll hit up the whole squad and we'll get you out there.
Let's do it, man. Hey, man. If I get a podcast going, I may do a podcast doing that. Carping down. Okay, man. You take care of that. See you soon.
Thanks again, Tom. Yep. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, bass tournament angler, pro staff, Daiwa, Subaru, Yeti, and all that. And he agrees with me, a thinkin's man fish, they can drive you crazy. Okay, up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Carp, man. Give it a try.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, save 10% on select concrete mix when you buy one pallet or more. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points per dollar on select Spider Power Tool accessories. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Discount reflected in contractor pack pricing and must purchase one pallet or more of same item to be eligible. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 9/1.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 19th and 20th. Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG 95.5 FM. By the way, South Jersey's number one top-rated talk radio station, and also WPG 1450 AM. Streaming live in that slot, WPG1450.com. From 7 to 8 AM, you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching watts of the Rack and Fin radio message. 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3 ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app to get to the Rack and Fin radio podcast. Now, they're usually embedded under my blogs on 97.3 ESPN. If I submitted a blog, it was so cool. Quick shout out. Up in that area, stopped in. I was just picking up some bait or whatever. So this restaurant had been open, Waterside, up there near Waretown. Going, hey, one of the few restaurants on the Jersey Shore, and I think I've visited them pretty much all and wrote about a bunch of them for Boater's Digest. They have a hook and cook dealio. Shout out to Captain Pete's Caribbean Grill up there in Waretown. Anyway, that's what the blog is if it gets posted. I hope so. It was pretty good, man. But also fluke the fillets were still quivering. That's how fresh it was. They did a great job. Speaking of fluke, a.k.a. summer flounder, looks like we're wrapping up the season with a blockbuster summer flounder tournament out of Cape May. It's the inaugural Doormat Derby 2023. $6,000 in cash and prizes. That's besides, there's going to be additional Calcuttas, categories for women and youngsters. It is going to be a blockbuster event out of Off the Hook Marina down there in Cape May. Joining us on the line is one of the promoters of the event, one of the main sponsors. It was Jerry Vessels. You know the name from the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, that super successful and first one on the calendar outdoor show. It's going to be sometime in January. We'll get into that with Jerry in a minute. But let's talk about this tournament. Wrapping up the last month of the summer flounder season. I believe it ends the 21st or 22nd. Been tournaments all over the place. There's one going on today. The Ozark Sportsman is on last week about that. But this is going to be a super event, big money. And Cape May, hopefully we'll have a guest a little later on talking about the tremendous fluke fishing going on off the Cape May coast. But right now, Jerry Vessels on. Let's talk about this tournament entry fees, prizes, and I had to tell him, no military time in the press releases, except for watching Gomer Pyle every once in a while when I can't sleep. I don't know military time. Jerry Vessels, how you doing, little brother?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Good morning, Tommy P.
Good morning. By the way, listeners, a very successful trip down to Orlando, dropping off his beautiful one of three daughters, McKenna. She is now a freshman in college. Jerry, I know that had to break you and the missus's heart. I mean, very proud, very happy, but boy, that has to be a little heart-wrenching, leaving her behind down there, huh?
It was tough. I mean, you prepare for this for 18 years, been preparing for it, and it wasn't easy.
Yeah, man. What's her future ambition, professional ambition? What did she tell you?
She wants to be a pediatric surgeon. She's a freshman at Nova Southeastern, which is right outside Fort Lauderdale. It's beautiful campus, beautiful school. Everything is wonderful, which made it a little bit easier as far as saying see it to her. But at the same time, I don't know.
Well, I say best of wishes, still, best of luck. She's gonna knock it out of the park, Vessels. You know that. Look at her antecedents. Okay, Joe, let's get to the Doormat Derby, the genesis of this. I mean, this is going to be a big event, and the Cape right now, according to Captain Bobby Cope, if we can get him on from Fullhead Sport Fishing a little later, it is on fire down in the Cape, Joe. Now, this when's the event, and let's get to it. Entry fees, what have you. Go.
All right, Doormat Derby Flounder Tournament, August 26, 2023 at Off the Hook Marina on Ocean Drive. Entry is $400 per boat, and that is for up to four anglers. You can have six people on the boat, four lines in the water at one time. That kind of, you know, it lets the little guy feel like you're still in there at the 25 and under crowd where four lines is probably the maximum you're going to fish on a boat that size.
Fair enough.
You know, so there's a few more 25 and under flounder fishing guys than there are in the 25 and up category. That's all. So we keep everything fair. Four lines in the water, six anglers on board, maximum. And like I said, for your $400 entry fee, you're getting $6,000 in guaranteed prizes. We got some tremendous giveaways.
Yeah.
House of Rods has given us $350 gift certificate we're going to hand to somebody.
Whoa.
You know, that's an example of some of the prizes. We've got cash prizes for single heaviest fish, three fish stringer, and a brand new category that we wanted to capitalize on is the slot fish. Everybody in the tournament fishing hates the slot fish. Oh, they suck. They take up your whole stringer. Well, guess what? Now we got a slot fish category. You know, three fish category with guaranteed prize money for it. Plus, there's a separate Calcutta for it.
Well, Jerry, one thing I have to mention, a little farther up the coast, I told a couple of party boat and charter boat captains that it's been a tough, this bite, Jerry, it's been furious. And everyone's keyed in on the, still the bluefin bite and the yellowfin bite on the squid, whatever, the calamod crush, I call it. But Jerry, they're having problems filling the slots because a lot of these fish are 18 and up.
Oh, the
or they're 17 or they're 16 and under. So that's been the big challenge.
I've seen some really, really beautiful 16 and a half inch fish this year that, you know, you're looking at them and you're thinking, boy,
that's a good
look at this little butterball. Yeah. And then, but you're 100% correct. The fishing has been fantastic down here in Cape May County this year and all the local reefs. It's not just one that's been producing pretty much. It's been everywhere. It's been really, really good. Even in the back, I just saw a picture. Guy posted an 8-pounder that he just caught in the back yesterday.
In the back, so. Listen, they are still in the back. Hey, and a lot of fish have moved out front. We had a segment earlier, you know, the transition. But, Jerry, I remember Keeper Fluke in the 4 to 5 pound class being caught in the back in as late as the first, second week of September last year. So they're there. The bait's there. They're there. But, Jerry, I understand you have a kayak division. Go into that, please.
Yes, we have the kayak division because, again, like down here with fishing the back bays and everything like that, you just want to keep a tournament open to everybody so you don't exclude anybody or anything like that. And it's a category that so many people got into kayak fishing with the bridge fishing, getting up in them little creeks and the flats and finding out that there's big fish sitting in them little spots. So
sure.
Figure the more the merrier. We're all in this because, you know, we all have a passion for fishing. It's what everything I've ever done as far as fishing and boating goes with. It started out with my passion and drive to say, I want to put something out here that is a quality product that everybody can enjoy. So
mm-hmm.
We got the kayak division going for, you know, again, locals. I got plenty of friends that have kayaks. Sometimes I want to run them over, but I think for the most part.
Vintage vessel there, people.
Okay, yeah,
Joe's Online is Jerry Vessel. He's one of the promoters of the inaugural Doormat Derby. It's going to be next Saturday, the 26th. Captain's meeting is this coming Friday, the 25th, at Off the Hook Marina. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Well, Jerry, also, I understand now I saw in the notes here, women's category and a youth category. Go into those. You guys are covering all bases here. Pardon the pun.
Yes, again, and that's something that you got to have it, Tom. I've got three daughters. I'm not going to exclude anybody or say, like, hey, we don't want that, or you shouldn't have, how should it be, our future of the sporting industry for everything across the board is youth and getting the family involved and getting whoever wants to do it, step up and do it. It's not just the old boys club any longer. We need people that are interested in the sports, interested in, and get them interested.
Good.
Throw them a
good
cash prize, make a special category for them to say, hey, we want to include you because this is important to us. It's important for our industry. It's important for, take it five steps further. Look at these windmills that are coming down the coast.
Don't get me going, Vessels.
No, I know. I can't stand it. I'm 1,000,000% against them, but the bigger wave of people that we can throw at these things and the more people we can get involved in it. And mm-hmm. when you have next generation coming up that says this is part of something,
right?
You know, basically you get them involved in something for life. It builds a future for what we love right now to pass on to future generations.
And that you said it right there in a nutshell. So Doors Online is Jerry Vessels, promoter of one of the promoters, and sponsor of the Doormat Derby 2023 next Saturday out of Off the Hook Marina in Cape May. Okay, all vessels, not vessels as in you vessels, as all boats, kayaks, whatever, have to be registered by 6 a.m. The shotgun start is at 6:30 a.m. From where, Jerry?
From it would be the north side of the Cape May Toll Bridge, which is Lund's Fisheries for local people down here. We know exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm.
All fishing is in as far north as Cape May County waters, as far south as Ocean City, Maryland waters.
Woo! That's a span, bro.
Yeah, we got a pretty big area there. And
good.
And again, the shotgun start, we're going to register you. You can either register in the store, like sign in, check in at the store, the marina. You have to leave the premises at 6:30. Out on the water, check-in is going to be between 6 and 6:30 on the water. Get checked in, 6:30, we blow the horn. Everybody takes off in a safe manner. Right there, the inlet's only a quarter mile away.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, we're in good shape as far as that goes, for the shape we're in.
Okay, Jerry, the way in civilian time, please.
Way in civilian time is 1,500 hours to, it's 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And with that, again, you're either going to drive there. If you're driving, take time. Bridges go up, traffic jams, red lights, flat tires. If you're bringing your boat in, there's going to be plenty of room to bring a boat in.
Good.
Drop somebody off with the fish, get back out of line, wait for your guy to come back, or go back to the slip, drop the boat off, clean up a little bit, come back for the after party. We will have a boat at the end of the creek, which is at Lund's, checking you in at 5 p.m. If you're not in the creek, you're not eligible to be weighed in. So again,
fair enough. You've given them enough warning. That's a two-hour time slot. Well, Jerry, you mentioned the, these are my proclivities. You mentioned the after tournament party and the food. Go into that, man.
All right, we've got Spanky's Barbecue coming, and it's basically all you can eat with pulled pork, hot dogs, hamburgers, some side orders, you know, different things. We're going to be having some complimentary beer on scene, on premises. High Noon is going to be there with some complimentary drinks. We have the Bigfoot Band of South Jersey going to be rocking the stage. Trophies, giveaways, cash awards, Calcuttas. We have Calcutta's single heaviest fluke, $25 Calcutta. Single heaviest fluke, $100 Calcutta. Three heaviest, $25. Three heaviest, $100. Three heaviest slot fish, which I think is going to be a big one.
Yeah, that's
$100.
There you go.
Hey, the mermaid category for our ladies, $50. Uh-huh. And the kids is $50 Calcuttas as well. So
it's all covered. It's going to be great to me. It's a season closing fluke tournament because I know it's going to go till the 22nd. But hey, man, September Goose and my Mud Hen season opens September 1st. We're already, me and a lovely demon, we're getting into the hunting mode. And so I just remember, maybe we'll see you down there, not to fish, of course, but to taste the victuals. How's that?
That would be wonderful, Tom. You know you have an open door. Well, DeMarie has an open door. You give me plenty of time to adjust. That's all. I need time to prepare for that.
Jerry, you have to see some of my new manatee on methamphetamines dance moves, man. I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to be doing it. Okay, Jerry, for more information and side of ever, go. What do we have?
More information, Facebook, Doormat Derby. I have an event and a Facebook page. Or simply call me direct, 609-377-1617.
Listeners, the inaugural Doormat Derby next Saturday the 26th. Captain's meeting Friday the 25th, 7 p.m. at Off the Hook Marina. Jerry, real quick, we have about less than a minute in this segment. Real quick update on the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo 2024, little brother. Go!
We are full steam ahead, Tommy. We're probably 75% full already. Everything is shaping up to be a wonderful show. It's going to be the first weekend in January, which is the 5th and 6th, and it's going to be Saturday, Sunday, Saturday 9 to 5, Saturday or Sunday 9 to 2, and everything is going to be full steam ahead, man. First one out of the door, we're going to kick 2024 right in the behind in the first weekend.
And this is at the Wildwood Convention Center, correct?
Correct. Wildwood Convention Center, 4501 Boardwalk, Wildwood, New Jersey.
Free parking?
Free parking.
That is critical. Okay, Jerry, best of the family, and congratulations on McKenna's going to college.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Tommy. We're excited.
Talk to you later, man.
Plus, we get to go to Florida, the visitor.
Hey, if you ever need a luggage caddy, call me. I'm certified.
I hear you.
Okay, Jerry, we'll see you, man.
Thanks again, Tommy. Yep. Have a great day.
See you next week. It's going to be a hell of an event. Up against the break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, the inaugural Doormat Derby 2023. Closing out the summer flounder season. Yeah, there's still a few weeks to go, but it's hunting time, man. It's hunting time, almost. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
People all over the Jersey Shore have found the easiest way to stay connected to South Jersey's talk station. It's the WPG Talk Radio app. Read free South Jersey news. Listen to your favorite talk shows. Send us pics and videos when you see breaking news. Wake up with the alarm clock feature and more. It's all just a tap away with the WPG Talk Radio app. Download it now at WPGTalkRadio.com.
Fox News, Hurricane Hillary is off Mexico's Pacific coast and could reach Southern California as the first tropical storm there in 84 years. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria urging residents,
prepare to shelter in place during the storm. Make sure that your phone and other devices are fully charged in case the power goes out, and make sure that the batteries on your flashlight are working.
Parts of Southern California may get up to 10 inches of rain. Former President Trump telling Fox Business Network's Kudlow, he's concerned about the current state of the economy.
We have this country that is this big power, but it's not, it's losing everything. We're losing our dignity, but we're losing that big market. It has more power when you have it rolling like we had it rolling.
Former president went on to call President Biden's economy a disgrace. America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clear skies overnight. We'll reach an overnight low of 58. Mostly sunny Saturday with low humidity. A beautiful start to the weekend. Saturday's high 82. Saturday night, mainly clear with a low of 57. Sunday will be sunny and hot. We'll reach a high Sunday of 90. Monday, hot and humid with sunshine mixing with a few clouds. Expect a high of 95. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, we're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 19th and 20th. And there you go. Okay, that's going to be a super event, fun event next week. It's that flounder, called the Flounder Rodeo. It's going to be a good time. Another very special event next Saturday. Different type of venue, a freshwater venue. It's benefiting veterans, active military members right now, and also children with special needs. Sponsored by the Jersey Coast Anglers Association, the Vice President and Ways and Means Committee Chairman, a longtime friend of Tom P. and Rack and Fin Radio, Don Morantz, is on to talk about this very special event. It's going to be held at a private lake, Lake Juliana. Shout out to Vito Cardinale, the very, 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 very generous, magnanimous owner of the property, who's allowing people to come up there and fish and experience top quality, super unreal freshwater fishing, all for a great cause. Mr. Morantz, thanks for joining us. Long time no see, man.
Yeah, been a long time for sure.
Yeah, Don, you've been, I understand you've been, when you get a chance in your psycho schedule, you're actually getting some fishing in. Good for you. But now this event has been, this is the seventh annual. It's called the Play Hooky event. Now, Vito's on years ago on Rack and Fin. I think it was the first or second year of the event. So, Don, let's revisit this. Tell us what it's all about. It's been going on. This is the seventh year. The benefits, the fishing. What do you have? Go.
Well, we have a lot of veterans and kids. Last year we had 476 people.
Whoa! How many?
476. We expect 500 this year, and we have a lot of volunteers. The vets have the kids, and it's a great outing. Everything is free. When I say everything is free, we have breakfast. We have a barbecue that you can't beat. Vito Cardinale and Randy Johnson, who's the owner of Lurita Winery,
are
the hosts. And they provide everything: hot dogs, hamburgers. We've had venison. We've had wild boar. So you name it: sausage, chicken, and everything is free. Every vet when it has to be registered. Every child has to be registered.
Now, again,
Eventbrite. You just go to Eventbrite, and registration is mandatory.
Eventbrite.
Beer, sodas, pizza, hot dogs. Like I said, also, I have an ice cream truck, a pizza truck. Everybody walks in. They have choice of a table. I probably have 75 rods and reels that we give away.
Wow. Don, again, you're talking about expecting 500 people. We're speaking with Don Morantz, Vice President of Jersey Coast Anglers Association. Super event, again, next Saturday. It's going to be at Lake Juliana, hosted by Vito Cardinale. It's a 7th annual play hooky fishing event for veterans, active military duty members, and children with special needs. Morantz, getting a handle on this would say 500 people to volunteers. That's intensity to the 10th degree and beyond. Coordinating this, Morantz, what was involved with that?
Well, Greg Kuchareski does most of the things with the vets, and I do with the children. It takes me all year long to collect prizes for the event. I have sponsors, and Jersey Coast is a big sponsor, and like right. I said, I have a couple other sponsors that help me, and it's an event. You have to be there. It's really something. The state police will be there with their special it's called the special event unit.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have a flyby.
And, oh, wow. This is great. This is great.
And it's a catch and release. We do all barbless hooks.
Good.
And,
well, Don, just to give people an inkling of the fish ensconced within Lake Juliana, man, go to it. There are some whoppers, and then there are some Lake Juliana whoppers. Go into that, Don.
Channel catfish, big bass. There's perch, there's sunfish, and crappies.
Dude, like people, said, there's crappies and sunnies in here the size of your head. And what?
It's really something to see, the event.
Well, Don, again, coordinating that with the volunteers, is it one volunteer per one person, per three people, four people? That's a lot of humanity in one location around a lake, don't you think?
No, not really.
Okay.
Like I said, we used to have it separate, the vets one day, the kids one day. We had a rain date, and we had to do it. We had to combine the vets and the kids. It worked out so well. The kids loved the vets being there, and the vets loved helping the kids. So it was a win-win situation for everybody.
That is super. Again, now, Don, we're up against a hard break. How do people get involved with this again? Find out, they want to register. What's the dealio?
Register on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. Okay, listen, the 7th annual called Play Hooky Fishing Event. It's going to be at Lake Juliana, Ponderosa State Farm. Veterans, active military members, and children with special needs. Everything is provided. Everything is no cost. Incredible, incredible from my end. Incredible dining experience, but even more incredible fishing experience there. Don, I've seen bass coming out of here 5, 6, 7 pounds. Like, don't even raise an eyebrow. But some of those channel cats in here can eat a poodle.
You're right.
They are monsters.
Well, both my grandkids, 3.5 and 4.5, each have a 6.5 pound largemouth bass.
Isn't that something? Well, Don, do me a favor. Give for more information, I solicit, is there more stuff about this on the JCA website?
Yes.
Okay, go to jcaa.org. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and information will be, listen, so if you get a chance, go to Eventbrite. Reggie, if you know someone who qualifies, and go.
The address is 2 Beechwood Lane, Millstone Township.
2 Beechwood Lane in Millstone Township, Monmouth
Millstone
County.
Township.
Got it. Okay, Mr. Morantz, I will see you hopefully on the water one of these. Hey, Morantz, besides Lake Juliana, do you ever do any fresh water, or are you strictly a salty kind of guy?
No, I do both.
Aha, aha. Okay, well, hey, man.
I belong to the Newark Bait and Fly Casting Club, the oldest freshwater fishing club in the United States.
Hey, listen, do they still meet? I used to go to all the meetings. Do they still meet in Scotch Plains or Westfield? Where do they meet?
We meet in Kenilworth at the VFW.
Ah, Kenilworth. In fact, I will be there. In fact, I will be there pretty soon. Exit 130. Still have relatives up there in that Kenilworth area. In fact, down the street on the boulevard, there is the trout fish there, the Rowway River.
Exit 138.
Yeah, exit 138. Yeah, that's where I still have relatives up there, right off the boulevard. Okay, Don, you take care, man. Listen, the 7th annual Play Hooky, veterans, active military duty members, and children with special needs. It's going to be next Saturday. Go to Eventbrite. Try to register. It's going to be a super great, fun experience for a great cause. Don, congratulations on the work that you and the JCA and everyone involved does. Really appreciate it.
And also, there is a rain date.
Oh, go with the rain date. It's going to be what, the next day, Sunday?
Next day, absolutely.
Okay, Donnie, take care, man. God spares. We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, so Don, at a boat show or something, Tom, I said, Lake Juliana, they're still doing that. Expecting 500 people. I'll tell you, though, it's a seamless operation. I was there a few years ago. They had 300, 400. It's a seamless operation, but it's for a great cause. The youngsters and the veterans in particular. It's just a wonderful event. Try to get involved with that. Go to Eventbrite. Up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Have you seen the cost of eggs lately? With these prices, we'd barely be scraping by if it weren't for Dave. It's the banking app that advances us up to $500 instantly. There's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. No joke. You can get extra cash for anything your family needs. Download the Dave app now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve, member FDIC.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Wrapping up our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 19th and 20th. Hey, you've been tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG 95.5 FM and WPG 1450 AM. Streaming live, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked in at 50,000 mega far-reaching watts of the Rack and Fin Radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app to get to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast. Go to Spotify, Liquify, Edify, whatever, Applefy, whatever. The Rack and Fin Radio program is out there. As promised earlier in the program, got him on the line. It's been a long time. It's Captain Bob Cope, Full Ahead Sport Fishing there, based out of the famous Utch's Marina, 1121 Route 109, Challenger's Landing in Cape May. We had Ernie Utch, owner, on several weeks ago. Cope is right there with Tommy Daffenkamp, Steve Bent, and Cope is just, as he said, Tom P., flounder fishing is on fire. I want to get Cope on to talk about the incredible and also sea bass fishing opportunities that are going on off Cape May out of Utchess. Captain Cope, how you doing, man?
Hang in there, Tommy. How about yourself?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock, getting older, fatter, and waiting to die. But besides that, Cope, I want to get down on, I'm seeing some of your photos on Facebook, talking to some people that have been charting with you. Cope, it is area rug and doormat crazy down your way.
Well, I wouldn't call them doormats, but there's a lot of 3 to 5, 5.5, 6 pound fish around.
Bob, have you, over the years, have in recent memory, Cope, have you seen consistent numbers like this time of year?
I've seen in numbers, but never the size. I mean, this is one of the best years I've seen that I can remember, and I've done this all my life. So,
now, Cope, I mean,
I don't know where they came from, but they're here.
Again, don't know where they came from, but they're here. There's always questions. Is it the management, all the regulations the past few years? Who knows? Is it climate change, water temperature? Who knows? But the fact is, Cape May right now is the hotbed for some big summer flounder. Cope, gnarly, nasty-ass structure, correct? That seems to be your calling card.
No, too much.
Really?
I fish a lot of coral bottom, rocky bottom, but I don't have a lot of people that can really handle the really rugged stuff, so I stay away from that. If I had all those guys, I'd stay inshore and burn half the fuel every day. But, you know, the reef's got a lot of fish on them, but it comes at a major price with losing bucktails and tackle. So I've learned over the years to find places to catch them without having to, so the average guy can go fishing and catch some fish.
So, Bob, you're talking depth-wise. Give us a range, 60, 90 feet, 100 feet. What's the dealio?
100 plus.
Whoa. Now, is it, Bobby, is it, again, the proclivities of the angler, is it as per your direction? And this isn't derogatory term, listeners, because I am the number one bait guy. Bait draggers, Bob, is it the jigging deal with the big spros or the round-headed jigs with the gulp or strip baits? What's getting these fish in?
There's a lot of chicken rigs, believe it or not. A lot of guys are using chicken rigs now, the high-low rig with the teasers on them.
Uh-huh.
That's the most popular thing on a boat right now. Yeah, I got a couple guys that are really good with a bucktail, but for the most part, a lot of guys use the chicken rig, and I kind of got that developed for these guys because it's a whole lot cheaper to lose an 8-ounce sinker than an 8-ounce bucktail.
That's vintage scope, by the way. Bob, a lot of angling, the areas you're going, a lot of angling pressure. I mean, I head up north. A couple of weeks ago, I went out of Manasquan and I went down and said, man, you think it was the tuna fleet that's on the squid. I mean, there were flounder guys, flew up there, it's called flew everywhere. I mean, are you finding that kind of a flotilla situation down your way?
My guys will tell you, we fish in a fleet. The full head's the only boat in the fleet. We fish alone a lot. Very rarely do we fish with more than two or three boats. In most days, we're on our own somewhere.
Bob, there's about, 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks left. I think it closes September 22nd. A lot of summer flounder movement. Are you seeing fish? You guys are getting your limits, and then fish are right back there the next day or 2 days later. What do you notice about the flounder migration, if there is such a thing?
Seems to be a lot more small fish filling in. I guess they're coming from the bays. But, you know, getting your limits tough with that 1-inch. You got to catch that two of them fish in that 1-inch range. No problem catching the overs. We get them every day. Plus, you know, we got a lot of my guys now that they won't keep an over that's less than 20 inches because they know we're going to get the fix that we need. So,
yeah, Joe's on the Rackenfin line this morning. Is Captain Bob Cope full ahead sport fishing out of Utchess Marina 1121 Route 109 in Cape May? So, Bob, now I can't ignore this. These knucklehead sea bass that are still around. Again, the limit's only one that's going to close, and I guess it reopens in November or closes in October. October maybe reopens, whatever. Bob, where are these things coming from? Have they never left? What's the deal?
No, they come back now. The bigger, the big sea bass will be around now, and you'll catch them. Yeah, you know, you'll have one guy, so it's not like it's a big deal. But
right.
You catch them every day. You know, catch. I don't know. We may catch a dozen, 15 of them every day. And then you say to yourself, boy, it's going to be a good sea bass season. And then fall comes, and October 1st comes, we start fishing. They'll be gone. They'll be somewhere else.
Well, speaking with Captain Bob Cope, Full Ahead Sport Fishing. Well, Cope, now I want to bounce back to the spring a little bit because you and these guys down there that listen. These are the pistons in the charter engine. It seems down there in Cape May. Bob, Ernie told me and his brother Charles said the drum season was so up in the bay. What did you find this past spring?
I totally agree with that. It was not like it's been in the past. We heard a lot of fish, saw a lot of fish. They were there. For whatever reason, they weren't eating. I mean, there was a lot of life in the bay, but, you know, it was a grind. You catch one a guy a night. Some nights, you know, most nights you had 3-4 fish on the boat maybe. It was tough. It was not what it's been in the past.
Okay, Bob, that's bounce up towards the future here. Through October, November, you charter and you have sea bass on the menu, stripers. What's the dealio? Or are you totally booked? You totally booked already?
there's no dates. If you want to book, you got to book for next year. We start sea bass on October 1st, and then we go every day for sea bass until November 16th, and then we tog fish for the rest of the year.
Ooh, it's called, the Full Ahead should be called Togasaurus Central. Man, between you and Daffin, Cope, that's pretty sick. you get some beer kegs on that boat, man. And I mean, as a big rotund tog.
Yeah, Tommy and I work very well together. You know, we fish together in January, fish on the same boat. Pretty scary, the two minds working together and the whole ocean to ourselves.
Listen, if you're interested, go to fullheadsportfishing.com. Like I said, Captain Cope, you're booking here. You're gonna have to book trips for next year. Cope, listen, you ever post any cancellations or the nature abhors a vacuum, the charter business rather abhors a vacuum? You have a cancellation, the slots automatically fill. What's up with that?
I got a list of guys, and if I once in a while I put something on Facebook, but for the most part, I just call a guy and say, hey, next Tuesday's open, so I'll take it. You know, he gets the six guys and comes.
And there you go. Captain Cope, thanks for joining us. Filling us in, the Fluke Bite in Cape May County off Cape May is on fire. Bob, best to everyone. Hope to see you on the water one day. I'm going to be out in Hutch's in a couple of weeks. Are you going to be around? Let me buy you a beer and a sandwich, man.
Late in the afternoon, I'll be around. If the wind ain't blowing, we'll be going.
Okay, man. Talk to you later, Bobby. We'll see you.
Take care, Tommy.
Longtime acquaintance, Bob Cope. Well, he was a kick-ass rep with Strength and Suffolk and Quantum over the years, man. Leading the charge down there in Cape May, boy. That is something. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin. Oh, we can't. No, man, we're wrapping it up. Rack and Fin Radio. See you next week. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week.